Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. Chasing the light. With all the bad news and all the bad vibes, and the battle lines drawn between the tribes, I was lathered up, hosed down, spun around and hung out to dry. Still, life goes on at 60 years an hour, and I wondered if I'd wasted my time, 'cause there was so much sorrow. I was running out of tears to cry. Till one day a small stone thrown by a small fry up and hit a giant right between the eyes. He was too tall. The big fall cut him down to regular size. And when he hit the ground, the whole world was lifted by the vision he was blocking from sight. It was a double-barreled rainbow, following an angel in flight. And there's big yellow sunrise spreading out across the horizon. I'm gonna try and hitch a ride when that heavenly engine ignites. So if you see me on the roadside, please don't worry. If I'm standing with my thumb to the sky, I'm not running from the darkness. I'm just chasing the light. I'm done pouring time into a bucket of holes. I'm done casting shadows of doubt on my soul. Gotta change my position. Start fishing with a different pole. 'Cause life keeps going at 60 years an hour. But if I catch it by the end of the road, I'll find that double-barreled rainbow shining on a mountain of gold. And there's a big red sunset spreading out across the horizon. I'm gonna follow it and see if it really is a sailor's delight. So if you see me from the shoreline, please don't worry. If I'm waving as I sink out of sight, I'm not falling over the edge. I'm just chasing the light. I'm not falling over the edge. I'm just chasing the light. By Old Fart with a guitar. A merciless winter. How cruel you are, winter. Couldn't you wait a little longer? Why didn't you wait until the children fell asleep? Their dreams unbroken, their bellies not empty. My little ones lie down hungry. And now, how could I cover them? How could I protect them from your harsh, merciless air? Can't you see? We no longer see tomorrow. We can't even weep. Our tears have turned to salt. Our hearts to smoke. Can't you feel the pain we endure? Couldn't you wait until the sun of faith rose again to touch the faces that still believe in warmth? How cruel you are, winter, to come when we are already cold. By Farida Shamim. Don't call it hope or you'll scare it away. Call it window or thread or undone button. Call it plump lips and the slip of a sound. Open palm with a single split seed. Whispers of paw prints in a blanket of snow. Baby hairs and broccoli sprouts. Call it half hug of a parenthesis. Handprint in the cave. Defiant little fiddlehead pushing through the dirt. Call it a clearing of the throat. First stroke of a bow. Call it Asha. Call it Violet. Call it Chekhov's smoking gun. Call it Holmesian pipe with a fresh tobacco tin. Pink streak of aurora, squinting through the clouds. Call it leaving space for a casual cosmic mystery. Call it, just call it, and don't close the door. By Candace Cronin. Shimmer. My shimmering heart, draped in tears, drums a song behind a thorny cage. Ghosts dressed in moonlight wail against the inky black of night. Sorrow is stitched into their eyes, an echo of dreams heard on the wind. I restore myself in the light of the stars. A spotlight of hope drinks me up. Such a dream of being whole again. By Jessie Marie. Hope isn't a shy thing. She has white knuckles and spits grit when oppressors beat down on her shoulders. She draws her sword swiftly. No hesitation. No deliberation. She will slay dragons for her kin. Hope isn't a pretty thing. Scars mar her complexion. She's missing some teeth. Dirt crusts under her nails. Calluses roughen her feet. Yet her vision is clear. Her heartbeat steady. Courage courses her veins. Conviction deepens her voice in times of chaos and confusion. Her truth shears through the noise. By Eileen Strawberry. Same old story. Every day the news replays the same old stories. So-and-so died. So-and-so was deported. So-and-so's rights are being taken away. Meanwhile, a mother is crying because her baby is slowly dying, and a brother is screaming because he doesn't know how to cope with all of his feelings, and a girl is lying broken in a bed she did not make. The people outside are screaming and shouting and crying and bleeding on the streets, but they remain unseen and unheard. They're fighting for rights that we've already had to fight for before, and history is repeating itself in the ugliest way. Somehow, the sun is still shining even on the darkest days. And the girl is still smiling, even on her darkest nights. She goes out and protests, and screams no kings. But within, she's screaming so much more. Get rid of ICE. Hands off women's bodies and reproductive systems. LGBTQIA people exist and always will. She wishes she could change the world. She wishes that someone could hear her voice. But it is always drowned out by the crowd. So she holds her breath, listening to the mother crying over her baby who's bleeding out in the streets, and the brother screaming about all of his pent-up feelings, and the protesters yelling, and the news playing over and over again. And at the end of the day, she is still lying broken, in a bed she never wanted anyway, and hoping one day someone will listen to her, and one day she will have changed the world. She's hoping one day she won't have to fight for her rights, and the rest of the world will wake up and see the damage that is being done, and the people who are being killed, and all the rights being taken away, not just their own. She wants the world to love each other and be kinder to each other. So no one else has to listen to a mother crying because her baby was killed by a cop, or a brother screaming because people keep validating his feelings of hatred towards himself. She doesn't want any other girl, or guy, or non-binary, or gender fluid to be lying in the same bed that none of them made or ever wanted to sleep in. By Amelia Cabantog. Burn the Flag by Maggie Devers. Burn all the flags. Strew the tea in the harbor. Fill the kettle or the pot. Pour it out. Drink it down. Divine the future. Free from false idols. Free from men who say there is no future in the leaves. That all we can hope for in the saucer is bitter grit in our teeth. But they don't know that ash is soft between our fingers. We paint our bodies to become one with the dust. With the end and the beginning. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.